Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live sound design lesson for drum and bass. Chord stab stacks with clean routing. We're not just chasing a cool stab sound here. We're building a stab system. A stack with rolls. A bus that behaves. Parallel returns that don't smear your transients. And macro so you can perform energy changes like it's an instrument. This is the difference between nice sound and solo and stab that actually survives a 174 roller with a loud break and a serious sub. Alright, let's set the stage. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Drop in a drum reference, ideally a break loop, a man or think style, or a clean kick and snare pattern. Doesn't have to be perfect, it just needs to be there, because stabs have to sit in the pocket. Now make a quick MIDI clip for your stab rhythm. Classic move is offbeats, like that and after two, or syncopated hits around the snare. If you want a simple starting point on a 16th grid, try 3 hits in 1 bar, somewhere like just after beat 2, and then a late hit closer to beat 4. The exact positions don't matter as much as this rule. Design stabs while drums and bass are playing, because solo is a liar. Now we do something most people skip. Routing first. This is your clean desk moment. Create 4 MIDI tracks and name them. Stab body, stab bite, stab air, and stab texture. Select those 4 tracks and group them. Name the group stab bus. Now create 2 return tracks. Name them R. Stab space and R. Stab crush. Here's your routing discipline. Each layer track should feed the stab bus, and you only use sends to get to space and crush. Keep it simple. No accidental sends to your vocal reverb or drum room. If you're in a big project, this is where people lose hours. On the stab bus, put utility right at the top. This is your safety and your reality check. We're going to use it for gain staging, and later, a mono toggle. Quick coaching note on gain staging. Pick 1 reference layer for loudness. Use body as the reference. Get stab body peaking roughly around -12 to -9 dBFS on its own. Not the whole stack, just the body layer. If you build this too loud from the start, your returns will feel impossible to balance and you'll start fighting your own routing. Also, returns should be 100% wet. Especially space. If your return has dry signal mixed in, you can get comb filtering and your send knob stops behaving predictably. Wet returns, clean sends, that's the whole game. Cool, now we build the layers. Layer A's body. This is the meat, the mid-range chord core that still reads on small speakers and doesn't need stereo tricks to sound big. On stab body, drop in wave eatable. Oscillator 1 is a saw. Oscillator 2 can be a square, but keep it much quieter, like 12 to 18 dB down. Add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, amount around 20 to 40%. You're not making trance super saws. You want thickness, not a cloud. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Put the cutoff somewhere like 500 up to 2K depending on how bright your drums are, and add a touch of filter drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Give the filter envelope a small amount so it speaks on the hit. Now the amp envelope. Fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it ends cleanly, but doesn't click. After wave eatable, add saturator on soft clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder. Then EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz depending on your bass. If your sub and bass are doing heavy work, don't be precious about cutting low end here. Stabs don't need to live down there. Then look for boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz. And if it needs help reading, you can nudge 1 to 2kHz a tiny bit, like 1 or 2 dB, but only in context. Harmony tip. Minor 7 or minor 9 shapes are perfect for that dark liquid edge. Or tighter, more menacing voicings if you're going Euro. Keep voicings compact. If it starts behaving like a pad, it's not a stab anymore. Now layer B. Bite. This is your crack and aggression. It's what lets the stab cut through a busy break without you turning the whole stack up. On stab bite, use operator. Keep it simple. Saw or square. Tune it up an octave, or add a fifth. The idea is upper mid presence. Envelope. Attack 0. Decay 80 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain 0. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. Shorter than body. Then add amp. Set to something like clean or blues. Low to moderate gain and push presence up. We're not doing fuzz soup. We're doing edge. Add auto filter as a high pass. 12 dB. Somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz. This keeps bite out of the body range. Add a bit of resonance if you want it to peck. Then, yes, put drum bus on it. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch small, 0 to 20. and use transients, +5 to +20 if it needs snap. Usually keep boom off. Teacher move. Set bite low underbody, then mute and unmute bite. If you hear oh, it got brighter and clearer, good. If you hear oh, harsh, you're too loud or you need to filter higher or tame 3 to 6K. Bite should feel like definition, not pain. Now layer C, air and width. This is where people ruin mono compatibility, so we're going to do it clean. On stab air, use wavetable or analog. Use a noise oscillator or a bright saw at low level. Then EQ 8 immediately and high pass hard, like 1 to 3KHZ. This layer should not contain anything that feels like the chord's main weight. It's shimmer only. Then add chorus ensemble in chorus mode. Amount 10 to 25%, slow rate, width to taste. Then add utility. Use bass mono and set it around 150 to 300 HE, and if you need, reduce width to like 70 to 90%. The point is controlled stereo, not wide at any cost. Now the mono check that actually matters. On the stab bus utility, map mono to a button or a macro. Toggle mono. In mono, IR should reduce, but the stab should not hollow out or disappear. If mono suddenly kills the chord identity, your IR layer is doing too much core work. High pass it more. Reduce chorus or turn it down. Now layer D. Texture. This is the handled, jungle-adjacent grit. The subtle human mess that makes the stab feel like it came from somewhere. Put a short noise sample in simpler, one shot. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay 50 to 150 milliseconds. Add redux lightly, just a touch of downsample. Then auto-filter in bandpass, somewhere like 2 to 6 KHZ, so it stays out of the body. Mix it low. If you don't notice it, that might be perfect. You should miss it when muted, not hear it as a separate sound. Optional advanced move. Instead of copying the same chord MIDI to every layer, do micro voicing offsets. Keep body playing the full chord, but only the 3rd and 7th, or 3rd and 9th, on bite, maybe up an octave. And for AIR, play just the root or just the 5th very high. This makes the chord read with less clutter, and it's a big reason pro stacks feel clear. Alright, now bus processing. This is the blue and the tone shaping, and it needs to be predictable. On stab bus, you already have utility first. Next, EQ 8 for subtractive cleanup. High pass again around 90 to 150 HZ. Yes, again. It's normal to cut on layers and also on the group. The group high pass is your final guarantee that low end stays clean no matter what a layer is doing. If there's harshness, look around 3 to 6 KHZ with a narrowish dip. If it fights the snare, you might carve carefully around 200 HZ or 1 to 2 KHZ, but always while the drums are playing. Don't carve just because a tutorial says so. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're seeing 6 to 10 dB, stop. That's not glue. That's I didn't design my transients upstream. After that, saturator for final tone. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. And watch output. Loud is not the same as good. Limiter is optional, safety only. If the limiter is working hard, your levels are wrong earlier. Now the fun part. Parallel returns. Let's build our stab crush. This is parallel aggression, and it should feel like the stab leaning forward without turning into a fizz cloud. On the crush return, start with saturator. Drive it hard, like 8 to 20 dB. Soft clip on. Then pedal, in distortion or overdrive. Shape the tone so it bites without spitting. Then EQ 8, high pass 200 to 500 HZ so the distortion isn't adding low mid mud. Low pass around 6 to 10 KHZ to tame fizz. If there's a painful whistle, notch around 4 to 5 KHZ. Then glue compressor, ratio 4:1, fast attack like 0.3 to 3 milliseconds, release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Quash it. This is a special effect return. It's allowed to be ugly in solo. Now set send level from your stab layers to crush. Start low, like -20 to -12 dB send level, and bring it up until the stack feels more aggressive and present, but the core tone hasn't changed. Parallel should add attitude, not replace the sound. Advanced routing trick. Consider switching the crush send to pre-fader when you want the distorted tail to keep talking even if you pull the dry stab down. This is sick for fills and ear candy moments. Just remember, pre-fader sends can surprise you later, so label it mentally and check it when mixing. Now our stab space. This is filtered depth that stays out of the bass. Start with echo. Time at 1/8 or 1/8 dotted for the DNB bounce. Feedback 10 to 25%. High pass in the echo filter so low and stays clean. Then hybrid reverb, hall or plate. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Shorter for rollers, longer for breakdowns. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds so the stab stays punchy and the space blooms behind it. Then EQ8 on the return. High pass 250 to 600 Hz. Low pass 8 to 12 kHz. Dark. Controlled. No low-end reverb smear. This one step alone can make your mix go from amateur to credible. Also, quick latency awareness. If you start throwing look-ahead limiters or linear phase EQ on returns, you can smear timing and make the stab feel late. If it suddenly feels behind the beat, check devices that add latency and consider freezing the return. Now we add macro control, because you want to arrange fast without digging through devices. On stab bus, add an audio effect rack after your subtractive EQ, or wrap the whole chain if you prefer. Map 8 macros like this. Macro 1. Tone. Map to the body filter cutoff so you can open and close the stab. Macro 2. Stab length. Map body decay and bite decay together, so the whole stack gets tighter or longer as one gesture. Macro 3. Crunch send. Map the send amount to R. Stab crush. Macro 4. Space send. Map the send amount to R. Stab space. Macro 5. Width. Map utility width on AIR, or if you're careful, subtle width on the bus. But generally, width lives in AIR and space, not in body. Macro 6. Punch. Map drum bus transients on bite, or glue threshold on the bus for a little extra clamp. Macro 7. Darken. Map an EQ shelf down or a gentle low pass, so you can push the stab back in a breakdown or make room for vocals. Macro 8. Mono check. Map that utility mono toggle. Use it constantly. Make it part of your muscle memory. Advanced variation if you want even cleaner stereo. Split the bus into two rack chains. One chain is MID core. Set utility width to 0%. Then do glue and saturation. The other chain is side sheen. High pass at 1 to 2 kHz. And keep it wide. Blend the two chains. Result. Width that doesn't hollow out the stab in mono. This is one of those why does this sound expensive tricks. Another advanced trick. Transient only bite. Put a gate on stab bite. Enable side chain from stab body, and set threshold so bite only opens right on the hit. Now the aggression is front loaded, and the sustain sizzle doesn't stack with your cymbals and reverb. Now, arrangement. Stabs in DNB are a conversation. Try call and response with the bass. If your bass hits on 1 and 3, let the stabs answer on the end of 2 and 4. This audio version is shortened for playback.